This is the story of how my wife, Morgana King, entered into a business agreement with a bunch of goats. It all began with just one goat, our pet, Chauncey Gardner.
You're joking about getting a goat instead of a lawnmower and decided to go look at a farm on the West Bank and visit the goats. And it happened that on the day that we were there, we saw Chauncey be born and decided to adopt a little baby goat. And we have had him since he was a week old.
That's Morgana's short version of how our pet of 11 years, a knee-high pygmy goat now weighing about 70 pounds, first entered our lives. He's been our amiable silent partner ever since. Chauncey even evacuated Hurricane Katrina with us in 2005, riding calmly in the back seat as we traversed the South, looking for places to stay. We ended up living for a while on a farm in Houston where we realized how different goats are from other pets.
They aren't jumping up on you for food. They live outside. They don't have fleas and there's no barking. They really are pretty self-sufficient and healthy creatures.
Chauncey's done his job well, keeping our yard so nicely trimmed that Morgana decided she wanted to spread the benefits around to others. But since Chauncey can't trim the whole world, she recently acquired 9 more goats. I was a little taken aback when she brought home the first new goat she named Chuck after her dad.
Chuck has huge big horns about the size of my arm that curl back from his head, and he looks really scary and intimidating, but he's sweet and just wants you to scratch his neck and make sure he gets a lot of attention more than the other goats. He is a bully in that way, that he wants to be first in line and butt everybody else away from the food.
Chuck came in a pair with a smaller, slightly less friendly blonde girl goat named Caldonia.
Caldonia! Caldonia! What make you get it so hard?
In terms of our new herd, Chuck and Caldonia are but the tip of the iceberg. Lettuce. There's also Willie, a miniature pygmy goat as small as a butterball turkey, and Rosita, who won't let us touch her. She stands high atop our pickup truck while we trim the other goats' hooves and whatnot. All 10 goats in total make up what Morgana calls...
You heard me, Property Maintenance LLC. It comes from a joke that we made up when we got Chauncey. What does a New Orleans goat say? You heard me?
While Morgana's business may seem like an eccentric New Orleans idea, goats have been helpful solving similar problems all over the country.
In the West, where it's really dry, they use them to control wildfires, and then to control blight in Detroit. Traffic departments have used them on highways to clear roads and hillsides where people have a hard time reaching.
Though New Orleans is flat, it also remains a nationwide leader in blight.
After Hurricane Katrina, I thought New Orleans would be the perfect place for goats to come in and clear the blighted properties in the lower Ninth Ward and throughout the city.
Morgana's first You Heard Me project has been in Brechtel Park, which fell into disrepair after Hurricane Katrina. Enveloped in weeds and vines, the massive park's wooded areas have grown impassable for humans. Her goats, however, happily chew through Brechtel Park's mess.
It's a pilot project that I started with the Department of Parks and Parkways support, and they are there for a 6-month trial period. And since it's going so well, we're looking forward to continuing the project for the next year.
For now, the goats sleep, not at our house, thankfully, but at the park itself.
The goats live on the job site, and they move from place to place in a trailer that's their mobile barn. I put them away every night, and they all stay in the barn, and I let them out in the morning to go to work.
It takes about 3 weeks for the goats to clear off an acre, but they really clear it. Tons of green materials just vanish. People can walk through the woods again, the vines are all gone, the goats are all full, and everyone is happy. And then the herd is moved to a different location, where their buffet begins anew. It's a pretty low overhead operation, cheaper than a human crew, and since word of You Heard Me has gotten around the city, the offers have come rolling in.
I've been getting a lot of great inquiries to bring the herd around to other large properties, and I'm definitely open to new opportunities.
And to think that when my wife first told me her business plan, I thought she was out of her goat-loving mind. For WWNO, I'm Michael Patrick Welch.